I'm Josh Evans, and this is my show. I'm a loving husband, a proud father, a mediocre guitarist, a fish taco lover, and I love to help organizations fix their cultures. That's right. So if you've ever been a disgruntled employee or you've ever had a disgruntled staff member, I'm here to help you fix it. So I help businesses build the right culture within their organizations to keep their employees engaged and their profits high. Hi, welcome to my show. I'm so excited to have you here. So, there's this really cool old Czech proverb that says, not my circus, not my monkey. And I think that's such a neat idea to think about for a moment. And so I want to suggest to you before I really dive into this is don't take on other people's problems. It's not your circus, therefore it's not your monkey. There's an interesting Harvard Business Review article that came out that talked exactly about this, where managers will walk through hallways of their businesses and people will throw monkeys onto their back. Literally, they'll ask them questions or try to get approvals and things like this from these poor managers. They're just trying to get to their offices, they're just trying to get their work done, and they're constantly being bombarded with other people's monkeys. They literally called it monkeys. And so it's really cool that this proverb plays such a neat role, right? So remember, it's not your circus, so therefore it's not your monkey. Let me tell you kind of a neat story. Recently, I was on a family vacation. And by family vacation, I don't mean just my family. I don't mean just my wife and my kids. I mean an extended family. So about 40 cousins, second cousins, aunts, uncles, parents, my siblings, their children. So maybe it's more like 50 people. There's a lot of people. That's a lot of personalities. There's a lot of dynamics going on. And so we split all of our families into about 3 different beach houses. And it was a lot of fun. It was beautiful. It was a great vacation. But there's just nuances that you don't realize to every interaction that you have. So we first got there, and my wife's setting up our room and getting ready and stuff like that. And I'm managing our 2 children, right? They're under the age of 3. And so I'm sitting there trying to fumble with one in my arms and trying to make sure the other one doesn't, you know, lick some electrical plug that's sitting on the floor. And my father goes, Josh, and don't get me wrong, I love my dad. I do. He's an amazing guy. I try to have coffee with him once a week at least. But he goes, hey, Josh, I can't seem to be getting the TV working. Can you fix it? And I was like, well, what's wrong with it? He said, well, this is not my TV. I don't know how it works. Well, you know, Dad, it's not my TV either. I mean, for some reason, he wanted me to drop what I was doing, to set down my 2 boys and to focus on his problem, being we need to get the TV working while we're at a beach house for a week. I mean, I don't know how you vacation, but when I go to a beach house, I don't necessarily want to be staring at the TV. I want to be looking at the scenery, hanging out with my family, having a couple of drinks, maybe playing guitar with some friends. That's what I want to do when I'm at a beach house. I'm not big on watching TV, period, let alone watching TV while I'm on vacation. That just seems like a waste of my time. That's fine. It's how he wants to spend his vacation. I can understand that. But in the moment, he was trying to toss his problem onto me. Josh, can you come over and fix my problem? I got to fix this TV. I need you to do it. So drop what you're doing. And so I didn't drop what I was doing. I had my 2 boys. I was like, Dad, why don't you just come hang out with us? Just let it go. And the funny thing is the second I tossed it back on him, I said, you can fix it yourself or you can just come hang out with us. He realized that he was tossing his own problem, his idea of what the problem was, onto my plate. And he kind of took a step back for a moment. And it was neat because not only did I not fix the TV, he didn't fix the TV either. And what it turned into is our entire family hanging out for the next 7 days, like actually hanging out together, right? So he played Legos with my boys. We went on walks on the beach. They had shuffleboard at this house that we rented, and so we played shuffleboard as a family. It was a lot of fun. And if I had fixed his problem, if I had just dropped what I was doing, set my children down and then walked over and fixed the TV for him, he would have been glued to that TV the whole time. And it would have taken away from my time with my sons as well, because I don't know what the real problem with the TV was. But because of the fact that I said, no, I'm not picking up your monkey. You can deal with it yourself. He figured out that it wasn't really worth his time to deal with it. And how many do you ever have that problem yourself where somebody gives you their problem and they expect you to take it on right now and they'll be mad if you don't fix it for them? Remember, you don't have to. It's not your circus. Therefore, it's not your monkey. You know, I got a client of mine right now I've been working with. And he's the president of a fairly large company. And he has this problem. I'll go to meet him at his offices and I'll hear him coming down the hall. And I hear people stop and go, hey, real quick, can I ask you a question? Or hey, can you come take a look at this? And constantly, almost every person whose office he has to walk by to get to me in the conference room, somebody's asking him a question, or they're asking him his opinion, and they're asking him to solve their problems. These people are constantly throwing monkeys onto his back. And so I've been working with him, and eventually he decided, you know, I just can't do this anymore. And so he had to change a few of the ways that he was dealing with it, but he was not able to get his own work done. He's overwhelmed, he's overworked, and now he's having to take on everybody else's problems too. And so when you realize how prolific this problem is, where people just expect others to deal with their own problems or their issues, you can really focus on this. So what I want to suggest to you today is don't take on other people's problems, because it's not your circus and not your monkey. Ah, pretty interesting, right? Pretty interesting. So I'm sure you're asking yourself, okay, how can I avoid this without coming off like a total asshole? Because there's some managers who go, no, fix it yourself. And then, like, okay, now they're never going to approach you with any questions, even when they really need to. So there's a finesse to the way in which you can apply this sort of a principle that you can be like, hey, why don't you figure out yourself? But it's less about telling them to go figure it out themselves, and it's more about empowering them to make that decision. There's a lot of managers that don't want to lose their power of authority over their employees, but the problem with that is you become their single source of information. You become the only person that they can go to with these questions. Therefore, it's going to overwhelm your time. And your time is better spent doing other things. If they can find out this information somewhere else, that's where they should get it from. You should be a verification, not the only source of information. Ooh, that's good. Remember that. You should be the verification, not the source of information. Write that down. So, there's nobody. Yes, you write that down and use that, because that's a really good idea. Right? No, let them fix their own problems and then verify that their solutions are going to work. Don't be the source of all their solutions. Otherwise, they're never going to grow as individuals. They're never going to be better. So how can you stop picking up other people's monkeys? Well, you can avoid people. That's not really an option, right? Unless you just want to get to the office really early and then just shut your door or something like that. No. The way you can stop picking up other people's monkeys is it's pretty simple, right? First, you need to ask yourself, are you the single source of this information? Chances are you're probably not. And if you are the only source of this information, you need to find a way to do some sort of an information dump so it's available on some other source. Because what happens if you get hit by a bread truck? Right? Or what happens if you're sick one day and they need that information that you have stuck in your brain? So you need to make sure that that information is available somewhere else. I don't care where it is. Maybe it's a company repository. Maybe it's another individual. Maybe it's on a local hard drive that anybody can access. I don't know. But you need to make sure that you are not the single source of information. The next, challenge the people when they come up to you with their problem. They go, hey, you know, I just don't know what to do about this situation. What do you want to do? What do you think we should do? When they come up to you like that, what you need to do is challenge them, right? Challenge them to tackle the problem themselves. And when you do that, you're empowering them. You're giving them the permission, really. It's permission to go after and be like, hey, I can do this. When you give them permission, they'll take on that responsibility. Everybody does. But people, they shrink back to what's comfortable. And what's comfortable is just getting the boss to approve it. That way he doesn't question how I did it or why I did it. It's his decision. But you're putting way too much stuff on the plate of the management. Don't do that. That's stupid. Why would you waste management's time? They get paid way more. And they shouldn't be dealing with nuanced problems, right? Especially if it's the job of the individual that's trying to throw the monkey onto their back. Right? So, once again, you can't be like, go find it yourself. That's the mean manager. Don't be that guy, right? Leadership, right? People in leadership professions are looking for ways to develop their employees. And so if you're trying to develop your employee, not just make them punch the clock or find an answer, right? What you need to do is think about it in the terms of maybe you ask them, what do you think needs to be done? What do you think needs to be done? And that way you're getting their opinion. You're getting their buy-in. You're giving them the option. Like, oh, well, I think that's a good idea. Why don't we move forward with that? All of a sudden, you're not having to come up with a solution for them. You're forcing them to do it themselves. And the more often you do this, the more likely they are to do the same exercise in the future. And they'll probably come up with another option. For you. Hey, I'm thinking about doing this. What do you think? And you go, yes. And slowly, the amount of information you have to give them or the amount of discussion that you have to have surrounding their problem or solving their issue is a lot less. And that's the goal, right? We're trying to save managers' time, right? These leadership individuals, we got to save their time because too many executives are forced to deal with other people's problems that could have been solved without their input. It's true. That's just exactly the way it is. So the last thing I would do is, and this is something I've instituted with people that have reported to me and that I've seen managers do as well. It's really cool. It's the three solution rule. And I'm sure you've probably heard of it. It's a great idea. It's if somebody ever brings you a problem, do not listen to their problem unless they are prepared to give you three solutions, right? Unless they give you three ways in which they can fix it, I'm not gonna listen to the problem. I literally had a manager say, I was like, hey, you know, I got this thing. Hold on. If this is a problem, Josh, I can't wait to hear it. But I want to make sure that you bring me three solutions so we can kind of discuss which one you think would be best. And that forces the individual to go back and to think about what the problem really is. The thing is everybody has issues or problems or things that they run into. And if it's one of the staff members, they're just trying to get it off their plate because they have a long, everybody has a to-do list. And so they feel like once they toss it onto their manager's back, it's off their plate. It's not their problem anymore. And the problem with that is at the end of the day or the end of the week, this manager's carrying hundreds of other people's monkeys that they've tossed onto him just to get it off their own plate. No, you need to empower your employees to make sure that they take care of the issue themselves. It's nobody else's problem. I mean, maybe it is in the end of the day, right? But they need to figure out how to do it themselves. So don't let people come to you with a problem unless they bring three solutions or challenge them to find three solutions and send them back. And make that some sort of a statement within your organization, right? Or even within your family, right? I have siblings that will come up and they'll be like, hey, Josh, check out this problem. What do you think? I was like, whoa, this is definitely not my circus. I'm not that I don't like helping other people, but unless they have been thinking about the problems, they're just coming to me, they're throwing their problems onto me. Don't take other people's problems. Don't take on other people's problems. It's not your circus. Therefore, it's not your monkey, okay? So let's recap real quick. If you want to make sure that you're not picking up other people's monkeys, all right, first ask yourself, are you the single source of the information? Second, challenge that person to tackle the monkey themselves. And third, if you are going to take on their problem, make sure they bring three solutions to the table with them, with their monkey, so that you can help them solve it, not solve it for them. Does that make sense? Remember, don't take on other people's problems. It's not your circus. It's not your monkey. Okay, well, now comes my favorite part of the show. That's right. It's where people send in some information or questions or some kind of idea and they ask for some feedback. And I love to do this because I love really diving into the nitty gritty and helping individuals, right? So I got an email here recently from a woman named Amy. Okay, she goes, Josh, I manage a small group of four people in my office. They're smart and hardworking, but they're always asking me to help them deal with their minor problems. That's not good. They're tossing monkeys on your back. Okay, I feel like I don't have enough time to focus on my work because I'm constantly putting out fires for them. Okay, who hasn't done that, right? Where you have to run around constantly putting out other people's fires that they're starting? Yeah, okay, I know. We know that feeling, Amy. Keep going. What do you got? How can I encourage them to solve their own problems without coming off as a mean manager or saying, do your own work? I don't want them to think that I can't help. I don't want them to think they can't come to me for help, but they're burning me out. Help, Amy. Okay, Amy. I understand. I mean, we've all been in a place where we've been overwhelmed or burnt out, and it can happen. So hold on. Just take a deep breath for a moment. Calm down. Just breathe. That's right. Okay, everyone has felt overwhelmed. Everybody's had a moment where they've been overwhelmed, so it's okay. It can be overcome. Now, I know it seems like your team's problems are the biggest problems in the world, especially because they're frustrated or they're angry or they're coming to you in desperation and you feel like you have to fix it. I get that. And I think we've all been there where people feel like we're the only source that they can get their solutions from. I get it. But here's the problem, Amy. You set this precedent. You've built this team to be dependent upon you. You've allowed them to use you as a crutch. And this is a twofold problem, right? One, you've made them dependent, and now you're stunting their professional growth. And then the second thing is they're so dependent upon you that it's taking your time away from the work that you need to be accomplishing. That's a bad problem. That's not a place you want to be. But it's okay. I think you can solve this. It's not hard. All right? I'm sure it's a little bit ingrained in the culture that you've started to set up there, but we can fix it, right? The first thing I would suggest, and this is just what I would do, is I would set a meeting. You have to set a meeting with them, your whole team, and just discuss it with your whole team, right? And this isn't a meeting to come down on them and be like, hey, stop bringing your stupid problems to me. No. Don't be that manager. You said it yourself. You don't want to be that mean manager. So, good. But this is a meeting to empower them. You want to give them a meeting to be like, hey, look, you guys, you're awesome, right? And I feel like I've done you a disservice in making you run all the decisions or all your problems through me. And that way you kind of put the blame on yourself so they don't feel like you're attacking them. But you say, look, I've done you a disservice by making you think that I'm the only source of information for you, right? And then tell them that you want to give them, I want y'all to have the power to make decisions for yourself. And I'm happy to assist you if you need my help or if you need any insight that I can offer from my years of experience. I'm happy to do that. But make sure if you do have a problem that you don't think that you can solve yourself, when you approach me with it, make sure you bring a few ideas on how we can approach this situation. I don't want to start stale. So bring me a few solutions when you have a problem for it, and I'm happy to help you with it. But we can't have me walking down the hall and you tossing problems onto me as I'm walking. I'm really busy, and I want to make sure that I give the true problems that you can't solve by yourself the time they deserve. And when you put it like that, you're empowering them, right? They become employees that they care more about the work, and they're going to understand that you have a lot on your plate, and they're going to, most employees don't realize that they're tossing monkeys onto their manager's back. And when you put it in these sorts of terms, they realize like, oh my goodness, okay, I do have the power. I'm allowed to make these decisions. As I said, people too often default to making fewer decisions, right? So they're not held nearly as accountable. But these people, they're accountable. You hired them because they're competent professionals, right? They're competent. Don't say, hey, you're competent, so do this yourself. Don't do that. But they are competent professionals, so you need to give them the benefit of the doubt, and you need to make sure that they know that they have the benefit of the doubt to do that. Okay? You got it? Okay, Amy. Well, hey, look, get it. Just go empower them. You can do this. You can take this stuff off your plate. That way you can focus on the real things that you need to focus on within your business. Luckily, it's just a four-person team. I've known people that had like 10, 15 people reporting to them, and every day people are tossing monkeys on their back. So you're in an okay spot. It's a lot easier to have this conversation with four people than it is with, 20. So just have the conversation. I know you can get them refocused, and you can empower them to make these decisions themselves. Okay, so anybody else out there, if you're like Amy, okay, understand that you don't have to be the person with all the answers. You don't. You don't have to be the person with all the answers. All right? So look for ways to empower your people, right? Especially the people that are constantly berating you with questions. It's people that are trying to take stuff off their own plate. Don't take this on from them, right? Give them the tools to manage their own monkeys. That's what you need to do. All right. Remember, don't take on other people's problems. It's not your circus. It's not your monkey. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. I cannot wait till next week. Y'all have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day.